نستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل دلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، as we have been discussing for the past 2 weeks, and this is the third khutbah on the subject of clarification of common mistakes among the Muslims, we'd like to continue inshallah bi'aunihi, by his help and his mercy, with this particular topic of which every single Muslim needs to stop and look. Every single Muslim needs to stop and look at what they're doing and what they're saying and their worship to Allah. Insha'Allah, on this blessed day of Jumu'ah, we'd like to make some clarifications, insha'Allah ta'ala, on common errors in reading the Qur'an and making dhikr to Allah and making du'a to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. One of the common mistakes, and as we mentioned in the past 2 weeks, if the mistake has elevated itself to the level of bid'ah, we will point it out, insha'Allah. One of the common mistakes of the worshipper in terms of making zikr to Allah are those worshippers who make zikr very fast, as though they have no more time left to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will only give the great reward of forgiveness, an immense reward and recompense, to those people who remember Allah the way the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us to remember Him. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالذَّاكِرِينَ وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ وَالذَّاكِرِينَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Those among the male Muslims and the female Muslims who remember Allah much, Allah has promised for them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never breaks His promises. Allah has promised for them, those who remember Allah much, among the women, men and the women, forgiveness and an immense reward. But unfortunately, there are some Muslims who, when they make the zikr of Allah, and the zikr of Allah can run from the Qur'an, the recitation of the Qur'an, the reading of the book of Allah, Al-Qur'an al-Majid, all the way down to saying Subhanallah, which is the tasbih, or Alhamdulillah, which is the tahmeed, or Allahu Akbar, which is the takbir, or La ilaha illallah, which is the tahleel. Some people, unfortunately, when they make the zikr, you see their fingers moving, you see their thumb moving across their fingers, or however they choose to make that zikr, counting with their fingers like this, as though they're in a race, as though they're in the zikr Olympics. And they make the zikr like this. This has no benefit. You are not among the people who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though you do this 1,000 times, which is not reported from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or his sahaba, or the tabi'un. Even if you do it 5,000 times, even if you do it 10,000 times, even if you do it 100,000 times, even if you do it 1,000,000 times in a day, you're not going to get the reward for this zikr. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his book, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah didn't say, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَكْثَرُ عَمَلًا. Allah in His Quran says, it is He who created death and life to try you to see, and He already knows, which of you will be best and perfect in conduct. Not He who created death and life to try you to see which of you will be most in conduct. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned with perfection. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَتَبَ الْإِحْسَانَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Allah has prescribed perfection in everything. So the way that the Muslim should make the zikr of Allah, having their heart with khushu', having their heart with the presence of knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching them and listening to them and observing them. They should make the zikr in a moderate way, not too fast and not too slow, but between the two modes. The way the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of worshippers, used to make the zikr, Subhanallah, 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 all the way to Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. How can you be remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, and in addition to these mistakes that people are making in the zikr of Allah, some of them go one step further where they move their fingers, however you decide to move your fingers according to the sunnah, and they don't move their lips. So their fingers are moving, but no subhanallah with the lips. Like this. There's no zikr, brothers. The zikr of Allah is with the tongue and the lips. The zikr of Allah is the way the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has instructed us to make the zikr. The subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. And as we mentioned last week, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam has mentioned that it doesn't make any difference what order you say them. You can say la ilaha illallah first, then Allahu akbar, then subhanallah, then alhamdulillah. It won't harm you no matter what way you say it, you'll get the benefit. But you must move your lips. You must move your tongue. You must make zikr. And this is the way that you will receive the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we have some people that have taken this blessed ibadah, this blessed type of worship, and they moved it to the next level, the level of bid'ah, the level of reprehensible, nefarious, unscrupulous, thinking, wrenchful innovation into Islam, of which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ أَحْدَثَ فِي أَمْرِنَا هَذَا مَا لَيْسَ مِنْهُ فَهُوَ رَدٌ. Whoever introduces anything into this affair, meaning the deen of Islam, that was not originally of it, it will be rejected. Some people now have taken the mistake of zikr and elevated it to the reprehensible innovation of using the beads. And we don't have to give you the narrations. We've given them too many times on this minbar in the past of where this is an innovation and an imitation of the Hindus and the Catholics to use those beads, because the people who invented the beads were the Hindus, and the Catholics took it from them, worshipping Mary, the mother of Jesus, وَلِعَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the female sahaba of his companions, radiallahu anhum ajma'een, to use your fingers, and your fingers will speak on the day of resurrection. They will speak on behalf of you making the zikr with your fingers. As for the date stones, and the pebbles, and the beads, following the ways of the Catholics and the Hindus, following the ways of the misguided Muslims, then you'll get no reward whatsoever. Even if you say the zikr subhanallah a million times, Allahu Akbar a billion times, Alhamdulillah a trillion times, you will get no reward for that zikr, because you have introduced something into this noble deen that you have no sultan, no authority whatsoever from Allah Azza wa Jal, nor His Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, nor His Sahaba's example, radiallahu anhum ajma'een. Also, brothers and sisters, from among the mistakes of the worshiper in terms of Quran or zikr or dua are the people who give up making dua to Allah because their dua is not accepted at the time that they want their dua to be accepted. There are people who call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a child. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years, and when the child doesn't come, they get tired. And they stop calling on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يُسْتَجَابُ لِأَحَدِكُمْ مَا لَمْ يَعْجَلْ. And another narration, مَا لَمْ يَضْعُ لِقَطِيعَةِ الرَّحْمِ أَوْ إِثْمْ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَهُ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us that as a part of the adab of making dua, your dua will be accepted, sisters. Don't worry about it. Your dua will be accepted. It will be answered by Allah. You want that child? Keep asking Allah. As long as you don't be hasty. As long as you don't separate the family ties from yourself. As long as you don't commit sin. As long as you don't make dua for the haram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer your dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brother, will answer your dua for that woman that you're calling on him for. He will answer your dua as long as you don't be hasty and as long as you don't ask for the haram. And among the mistakes of the worshiper in making dua are the people, for some strange reason, who when they come from ruku', when they come from the bowing position, after making the appropriate zikr in the position of ruku', they come out of the ruku' and you have to demonstrate to the women of your household what I'm doing. They come from the ruku' and they raise their hands as though they're making dua. And then some add to this by wiping themselves, their faces and their bodies. This is not from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We don't have one hadith, even if it's a forged hadith, telling the Muslims to come from the position of ruku' and raise their hands as though they're making dua and rub their faces in their bodies. This is a reprehensible innovation of which you should leave. You should run away from this innovation the way you would run away from AIDS, because this is not a part of the deen of Islam. And also we find people who raise their hands in tashahud while they're in the jalsa. التحياتُ لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. To the end of the dua of tashahud. And you see them raising their hands, making dua, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has not given us one narration authentically reported from him on raising their hands in dua while you're in the salah, except for qunut. Except for qunut. Except for the qunut and nazila, when the Muslims, as they are being tortured right now in places all over the world, or when the Muslims are being oppressed, as they're being oppressed all over the world, or when the Muslims are being murdered and raped, like they're being murdered and raped all over the world, and we want to make dua against the kuffar, la'natullahi ala al-kafirin, wa la'natullahi ala al-yahood, wa la'natullahi ala al-nasara, wa la'natullahi ala al-hunood, may Allah curse the kuffar. May Allah curse the Jews. May Allah curse the Christians. May Allah curse the Hindus. May Allah curse the Buddhists. May Allah curse the Serbs. May Allah curse the Sikhs and everyone who makes war on the Muslims and torture the Muslims. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would come from ruku' and raise his hands and make the dua, the appropriate dua. As for the qunut and witr, the raising of the hands is before the ruku'. The raising of the hands for the qunut of witr is before the ruku'. And the dua or the qunut and nazila, when we want to make dua for the Muslim and against the kuffar, the raising of the hands is after ruku'. And this is authentically reported from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Also among the mistakes, brothers and sisters in Islam, of making dua, some of the mistakes that has the possibility of elevating itself either by the practitioner or someone mistakenly thinking that it's a part of the sunnah, is raising the hands after a salawatul maktuba. Raising the hands in dua after the obligatory prayers. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, as-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, and then immediately after every prayer. Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, and Isha, the person raises their hand. There's not one hadith that is authentic from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he raised his hand after Salatul Maktuba, after the obligatory prayer, after the Sunnah prayer, after a Nafl prayer. Not one. Not one. Walau wahida. Not one authentic hadith of raising the hand of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raising his hand after the taslim. As for the person who hears the imam saying something from the Book of Allah in Salah, or they themselves have an ayah that they're reflecting upon in their prayers, and they want to call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's no problem for them raising their hands after the taslim. But to do it all the time, as though it's part of the sunnah, this is a serious mistake, and it might reach the level of innovation. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who follow the sunnah in everything and all walks of our lives. Also, brothers and sisters in Islam, as a part of the mistakes that need to be clarified that are common among the Muslims, are the Muslims who after they read the Quran, they say or will require from you as though you committed some sin to say, Sadaqallahu al-Azim. We don't have anything from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was saying Sadaqallahu al-Azim. We don't have anything from Abu Bakr as-Siddiq for saying Sadaqallahu al-Azim. We don't have anything from Umar or Uthman or Ali or any other Sahaba of saying Sadaqallahu al-Azim. Walau anna fihi khair lasabaquna ilayhi. If it was something good, they would have already beat us in doing it. We don't have one hadith, even a forged, fabricated, spurious, made up hadith. We don't have one hadith. All we have is some people with maybe good intentions who read an ayah in the Quran where Allah says, Qul sadaqa Allah. But there's no proof from the sunnah, nor before the sunnah, the Book of Allah, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed you to say, sadaqa Allahu al-Azim after reading the Quran. But we do have the hadith that is authentic from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he said to me, اقرأ عليّ. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud was with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we all know, or we should know, that if you want to recite the Quran the way it came down from Allah, then you have to recite it, or you should recite it, the way Abdullah ibn Mas'ud recited it, as the Prophet instructed us. He said, I was with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day, and the Prophet alayhi wa sallam said, read on me. And Abdullah ibn Mas'ud was amazed. He said, أقرأ عليك وعليك أنزل. I read on you, and the Quran was revealed on you. The Prophet said, نعم إني أحب أن أسمعه من غيري. He said, yes, read on me. Read the Quran to me. Read the Quran to me because I love to hear from others than me. So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he began to recite the Quran, and he started at Surah An-Nisa until he reached the ayah of the Quran. فَكَيْفَ جِئْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا. And how will it be that from every ummah we shall take a witness, and you, Muhammad, we shall make for them, for those people, a witness. And Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu, he said, when he reached that ayah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to stop his recitation of the Quran, said, حَسْبُكَ الْآنَ. Enough now. فَإِذَا عَيْنَاهُ تَظْرُفَانَ أَوْ تَظْرِفَانَ. And he said that the Prophet's eyes were teary. He was crying. حَسْبُكَ الْآنَ. That's enough. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam understood the real meaning of the ayah. The point is, brothers and sisters, this is one of the proofs on what we want to say when we end the Quran. You end the Quran, حَسْبِي. That's enough for me. Somebody's reciting it, it's enough for you. حَسْبُكَ. That's enough. Stop right there. As for صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ, there's nothing from the Quran or the Sunnah, or the Sunnah of the Sahaba on saying this. In fact, the Muslims now have added something on top of this, which is a reprehensible bid'ah. And now they even take صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ and actually place it write it, inscribe it, engrave it on the mushaf itself, right on the cover. At the end of ayat in magazines and periodicals and newspapers, they'll say Sadaqallahu al-Azim, writing Sadaqallahu al-Azim. And also from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's instructed us that when we end the recitation of the Quran, he's not left us with nothing. He gave us the guidance for everything. Everything. And remember once again what the Salaf of the past have said. As-sunnah kasafinatun nuh, man rakibaha faqad naja, wa man takhallafa anha faqad halak. The sunnah is like Noah's ark. Whoever rides it is saved. Whoever abandons it and jumps off it, drowns. And as we said last week, if they jump off the boat of the sunnah, they deserve to drown. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us, when we end our majlis meetings, when we end our conversations, when we finish reading the Quran, the only dua that we have from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we have some narrations also from the Sahaba of what they used to say, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdika, La ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk, without, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. This has been recorded from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As for saying Sadaqallahu al-Azim, the person who says this thinking that it is from the Sunnah, they have innovated something into this deen that is not of it, and it will be rejected. Also, brothers and sisters, we have the people who, when they finish reading the Quran, you see them taking the mushaf like this, kissing the mushaf as though it's their child or their wife. Kissing the mushaf. This has no place in the Sunnah whatsoever. We don't find anything in the Quran where Allah told you to kiss the Quran. Or the Prophet told you to kiss the Quran. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Khatib, for Brother Dawood, the Quran is something that we love. There's nothing that we love more than the Quran. We're showing our affection for the Quran. You should show your affection for the Quran by not opposing the Sunnah. And you should show your affection for the Quran by not introducing anything into the deen of which the Quran is opposed to. And you should show your affection for the deen of Islam and the Quran by following Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulihi al-ameen. نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد. Also, brothers and sisters, some of the mistakes that the worshippers are making in terms of dua or al-zikr or the recitation or reading of the Quran are some people saying أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم after reciting an ayah that ends with the name of Allah, Lafzul Jalala, the great sublime name of Allah, or one of his other names. For instance, some people might say, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyub. Or, excuse me, some people might say, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyub. How can you attach A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, saying, min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, and then say Allah? Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum, as though wa li'adhu billah, the next word that comes after it is attached to shaitan, which is the word Allah. It is though you're saying, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim Allah. This is not permissible, brothers. But in fact, what we should say is, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, bismillahi ar-rahman ar-rahim, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. Or, some people might say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم محمد رسول الله. I seek refuge with Allah, the rejected shaitan Muhammad, the messenger of Allah. وَلِيَعْذُ بِاللَّهِ. This is a serious mistake, brothers and sisters. But rather we should say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم محمد رسول الله, to the end of the ayah. And also, brothers and sisters in Islam, among the mistakes of the worshipper in terms of reading the Quran and in terms of making zikr and in terms of making dua are the people who don't glorify Allah before they make their dua, nor send as-salatu was-salam on our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he has informed us, Whoever doesn't glorify Allah and spends salawat on me, then when they make dua, their dua will go up and it will stand, it will stay suspended between the heavens and the earth until you send a salat or a salam on me. So one of the mistakes of the worshipper in terms of making dua, and you might be wondering why your dua is not accepted, is because you're not saying sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or Allahumma salli ala Muhammad or any of the various types of zikr or dua for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also, brothers and sisters, and there are many mistakes in terms of reading the Quran and in terms of making zikr and in terms of dua. One of the other mistakes that the worshippers are making is learning the Quran without tajweed. Learning the Quran without tajweed. And alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. We have in America no excuse. We have in New York no excuse. We have in Brooklyn no excuse. We have in Masjid Muslimin Hada, this masjid, no excuse, because we have many, not one, many people in this area that can teach us the proper recitation of the Quran, which is a part of the nasiha, the good advice to the book. It is a part of iman to learn the Quran with tajweed. الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ. Allah says, those whom we have given the book, they recite it with the proper recitation, they are the ones who believe in it. وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. And those who disbelieve, they are the losers. It is not becoming and befitting, brothers and sisters, that we learn the Quran without sitting with someone who is around us and has the propensity or the skill to teach us how to recite the Quran correctly. Because if we don't recite the Quran correctly, we have a defect in our Islam and we have a defect in our Iman, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow those brothers and those sisters who have the ability to teach tajweed of Quran, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give them the wherewithal and the time to be able to sit with us and teach us the Quran the way it was revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us more mindful of this great worship of reciting the Quran. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us more mindful of how we make the zikr. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us more mindful when we make dua to Him, and that we do all of these things and everything of Islam in accordance to the Quran, the authenticated sunnah of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasneem and mazida, and on the way of our rightly guided predecessors, as-salaf as-salih, the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the two succeeding generations who followed them in righteousness. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت وحدك لا شريك لك. أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.